Hey, Jen.
Let's do another live review.
Sweet. Hey, how about Russian Assassin?
I want to do Russian Assassin just because of the name. I want to check it out. I just want to, I have to see. Like, I just think it's a cute name. Maybe it sounds aggressive to other people, but I think that's cute.
That probably Russian says, I agree with you, and that probably says something about us that
it's
we think
feisty.
It's cute.
Yeah, that's cute. Russian people are beautiful.
This is why I get along so well.
I love Russian people.
Because we think it's cute.
Yeah, we think the Russian Assassin strain name is cute. I think it's uplifting.
Well, let me read to you off of the Leafly website.
So I would like to interject here. Yeah, it would be great if you read to us about it, because I'm not having a whole lot of thoughts, though. So just read it. But I feel happy and I'm smiling and laughing. So yay, Yahoo for that. That's
this is
nice
not
feeling.
Going to lead me to place in any intellectual Olympics for sure.
It makes me want to hug a Russian assassin. I feel huggy.
It does. And like,
I feel
snuggly on the forehead.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Look at your little gun.
But
that's
you know sweet. What? I really think this like makes me.
I feel funny.
This makes me want to go sit and watch like Sesame Street.
Yeah. I was going to say
very
South
just
Park.
Simple, very.
Something funny.
Electric
funny.
Company. Did you have Electric Company growing up?
I did. It's not coming to mind right now.
Don't you
have any thoughts?
But that was my favorite. Actually, I like that more than Sesame Street. And it started out with, hey, you guys. Don't you remember that?
No.
Oh.
I'm thinking of school. Also. You know what this does make me think of, though? And I do want you to read that. Because
before we forget?
Well, but that won't go anywhere, but I will definitely forget this. If I was in mental crisis, I would smoke this strain. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if I totally was really, really stressed about something big and I was had, you know, was like, oh, snap, you know, oh, shit. I guess I can say shit on our podcast, can I? Yes. But if I was like, oh, shit, how am I going to deal with this? Or whatever, because my thoughts have gone by the wayside. I have no monkey mind, no nothing.
Yeah.
And my body feels really great. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear what the terpene profile is. I'm definitely writing it down. I hope this strain's available. I know it's not.
I know. Right I did now. Look it up. It's not right now, but I don't know what that means.
Maybe it's very popular. This is fun. I like it a lot.
And okay. You know what?
This would be a really good one if you like were like, you know, I got it.
This to me is the anti apple fritter. Remember that strain?
So wait a minute.
That
so
was
the
not
Russian
a good
assassin
one.
Is cute and fluffy. I mean, I love it.
And the apple
like,
fritter really was the assassin for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, the apple fritter was Oscar the Grouch talking about
totally.
Sesame Street.
Going along with the Sesame Street theme.
Tune in to hear Sesame Street anecdotes by two moms and the strain reviews.
All right. Go before ahead. I forget.
Yeah, read it.
So THC is around 21%, CBG
21%
of THC, CBG 1%, and the major, the most, there's an intellectual thing kicking in. The dominant terpene is limonene.
I love it. See, limonene's my best friend, though.
I like it too.
I love this one.
So the flavor and aroma is diesel. The top effect is euphoric. I feel euphoric.
Well, who couldn't use a little euphoria in their life? This is a nice strain.
You know what? I think that's going to be my next word. So we have homeostasis,
euphoria,
synergy, and euphoric.
Yeah. I like all three of those words. Homeostasis.
Okay. Wait. I got off topic. Yeah. All right. Russian Assassin, also known as Russian Assassin OG, is an indica dominant hybrid. Okay. Indica, that surprises me. But
it's indica dominant hybrid. I said I'm getting my feet wet, my toe wet with indicas. I'm sticking my toe in the water only with indicas. But if it's a hybrid, I love hybrids because so it's dominant, but it can be limonene. Limonene is the last thing I
it's
think
more,
of.
A little more
indica.
Energizing. Yeah.
I never think of an indica and limonene.
But remember, in
so nice,
I know in talking
geez.
with different bud tenders too that. Sativa and indica always meant like sativa was uplifting, indica was the indica couch. That's not necessarily the case.
I know.
Though.
I know. Everybody says that. I'm going to say this. I have an amazing body buzz.
Oh, I have an entire
like
mind
this
body
is,
buzz.
I'm not going to. I've never tried ecstasy, true confession. I've always wanted to, though. Of course, I would never do something illegal, but
of course not.
Like mushrooms, they're my favorite. Wow. My body feels so good.
Yeah, it does.
Does yours?
No, I'm saying, yeah, it does. Meaning, yes, mine does too.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Go ahead. Tell me. I'm very curious about this one. I'm shocked. I was being cheeky.
Yeah, I know I was too. I didn't really have that.
I'm like, let's try this one.
Russian I think assassin. The key is keeping Woo-hoo. Your expectations low because I did not have many expectations for this.
No, and it smelled strange to me initially.
It was not a good smell.
It has an we'll read it. I think you said ammonia or something.
So it's an indica dominant hybrid that crosses Skywalker, Lemon OG, Kush, and Headband. The resulting buds are large, chunky, and covered in trichomes with dark red pistils throughout. Russian Assassin's piney fragrance shifts to a minty flavor on exhale and produces a rush of tingly cerebral activity that is felt immediately before giving way to a powerful, relaxing body buzz.
It's a nice body buzz. And I'm very happy. So, wow. Yeah. I would say that's probably the first strain I've tried with limonene is the prevalent terpene, mm-hmm. the main one, yep. where I've all about the limonene for me.
Yeah,
so it's not hidden. It's out there.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's why I love it so much.
So
in an indica, see?
Yeah. I love like growers. This Leafly website, leafly.com. It's really good.
Yeah. I use Leafly all the time.
The strain effects, the feelings are euphoric, aroused, sleepy. Negatives are anxious, headache, and paranoid. I have not found any of those negatives
yet. None of those
yet.
Right now.
The strain flavors are diesel, spicy, herbal, and ammonia, which I kind of got when I smelled it.
Yeah, the ammonia turned me off. It reminded me of like when we cleaned some mold off our shed in the woods. It was ammonia. It looked like you got a little bit of it. Just for a second, though.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, I'll hold my breath. I mean, or whatever. I guess I can't hold my breath.
No, please don't.
Keep talking about flour. But, I mean... Yeah, it's short-lived, passed instantly. That was the only thing I didn't like about it.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I would definitely, definitely have this.
Yeah, no, this is good. So according to Leafly again,
evenings.
Russian Assassin helps with anxiety. 64% of people say it helps with anxiety. 35% of people say it helps with pain. And 28% of people say it helps with fatigue. And all those things to me does not say indica. But again, we don't. You know, that's kind of been turned around, right?
Yeah.
So indica doesn't always mean indica couch anymore.
No. And it's an indica dominant hybrid. So I'm thinking now, this is like, you know, not to be cannabis new age, but because, you know, I don't know what the terminology would be. I think of terpenes now when I think of sativas and indicas more than mm-hmm. I think of the in the couch. Like like limonene makes me think of a sativa straight up. But same with pinene. But the hybrids and the mixes, I'm becoming fascinated by, I think the people out there mixing, you know, this medicinal plant and picking and choosing, they really know what they're doing. It's a, what is it called? It's an artisan craft.
Oh, absolutely.
It's impressive.
That's a great way to say that.
It's an artisan. How do you pronounce it? Like the bread. Yum. Artisan. Oh, so
wait,
I don't
do
have the
munchies,
but I did just mention food, so that's a precursor. Yeah, normally.
But no, I'm totally not.
No, I'm not starving.
No.
My legs are nice and tickly, though. I'm very relaxed.
Usually when I get
I
the munchies,
so
if I know it's going to give me the munchies, I'm going to be like, okay, if it doesn't eat me first, I'm eating it. Like it's that level of munchies.
Yeah, right. So, but
nothing like that.
Since I popped some frozen clementines in the freezer, the munchies are like, I'm not afraid of the munchies anymore because they are sweet and cold. I had a friend from school tell me about it. Works great.
Frozen clementines. Wait, do you peel
you
them
a whole
first?
Bag of clementines.
Do you peel them
peel
first?
Them. Yeah. And I just like, I don't know. I like to kitchen craft on Mondays. It's like my little private, not a secret hobby. Posted on Instagram, and I usually make like an iced tea that's cool or interesting or something, just nothing, it's just something simple. And one of the things that I love to do, because Pat makes a delicious organic popcorn and we play with that a lot, I could never ever eat like store-bought popcorn again now, and I forgot what I was talking about. It is the strain.
Oh, no, the frozen clementines.
Oh yeah, so this is a thought thing though. I wouldn't smoke this and then, you know, have a dinner party or
like
something.
Do mental gymnastics.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. You just, same as all fruit, lay it out flat. I usually cookie sheet or wax paper.
So you like take apart
every,
all the little sections?
I do. But you don't have to. If it's
you. It makes my teeth hurt though, thinking about chewing on a frozen clementine.
Not in individual sections because they're small and thin.
So you just like suck on them until it
dissolves?
No,
I bite them.
Oh,
no.
Doesn't that hurt your teeth?
No, they're soft. They break frozen. Instantly. They're not. The interesting thing about clementines, and this is why frozen clementines, there's probably a million people out there that smoke cannabis that know about like frozen fruit, is the clementine has little tiny like individual compartments in each set. So when it's not, it never freezes. Like, and when you break it, it's almost like, I'm trying to think of like a one of those wafers.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. It doesn't hurt your teeth.
Oh, okay.
They're softer than you think. But yeah, so something like the frozen. How do we even get on this topic?
Munchies. Because actually, so we're talking about the Russian Assassin strain.
Yeah.
And I really like it. But it does.
But thanks for reminding me what we were talking about. So keep that in mind.
There's definitely a cerebral.
Yeah. Like a
mix up kind of a.
I
don't know.
I've tried some before where I couldn't think of words, and I'm not having that problem, but I just don't feel, mentally ambitious. So this would be one. I feel wonderful though. So, right. And again, if I needed this for anxiety or something, stress, yeah. I think that would be perfect.
This would be a great vacation strain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sitting on the beach.
Oh. So watching a silly show, sitting and relaxing.
Actually, we just came back from the Outer Banks, and you know what we started doing? Chair surfing.
What is that?
You take your little like low beach chair.
Yeah. I have yours.
Sit in the surf. Yeah. Like where the water comes up, but you sit with your back to the surf, so you never know when it's going to come hit you.
Oh, it's like a surprise.
And you drink.
Oh, I have to try that. Yeah. I guess I'll have to go to Outer Banks.
Shout out to Kim Mitchell.
Yeah. Good idea, Kim.
She created it.
Oh, a chair surfing game. Well, I already love it because you're sitting down and there's surf. So.
All right. We could keep going. But,
yeah. So I love this strain. Wasn't expecting that. I thought this was going to be a thumbs down.
Yeah, I was going to write this one off before I even tried it. Yeah, me too.
I was just being cheeky.
Never judge.
But look at the terpene profile.
Yes.
Maybe not the name, but look, like if limonene is the prevalent, then not surprised. Right. So happy to find something. I can actually feel it, see it, taste it.
Yeah. And that's the thing that, you know, people who just, I don't need to get my card because I can just get weed on the corner.
I know so many people.
You don't know what you're getting.
Yep.
You go to, you know.
So you don't get any help.
Leafly. Yeah. You get that from your local bud tender.
Yeah.
This is the way to do it.
I know. There's two people I just spoke to, and I know that it's great, but, you know, to have it.
Yeah.
But it's so disappointing to me that you don't know what the benefits you could possibly, right. Like the limonene, this is happy.
No, it's very happy.
Happy Russian assassins. Happy. I don't know.
What's a happy Russian assassin?
Now we need a t-shirt that says, chill the fun out and be happy, Russian assassins. This is happy. I'm happy. Yahoo.
I'm just trying. I'm visualizing the t-shirt.
This is better than like a happy supplement. I'm really happy.
Actually, I like this a lot. You know what? This is going up one of my top five favorites.
Yeah, we got to try to get this one. Okay. Well, right. It was nice to stop by and hypothetically try.
That's right.
I'm just kidding. And try Russian Assassin.
Yeah.
And chat about it. Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks. See ya.
Bye.